I have a little story for you today, and it is about the power of making, or more specifically in this case, the power of knitting. And just to say, everything turned out fine. In 2007, we went on holiday to Florida with Betsy and Louis. Betsy was 18 months old, Louis was 7 while we were on holiday. And they'd been on flights before, Betsy had been on flights before, and we were just coming in to land at Florida after the long flight. She was sitting on my knee and she stopped breathing, and she just went blue. She went like this, rigid. She stopped and her face is stuck and she stopped breathing. The oxygen, we were on the top deck of the plane, and the oxygen on that deck wasn't working. By the time we got the second lot of oxygen from downstairs, two nurses had come, and we got into the galley and we got her breathing again. It probably was seconds, it felt forever. And so, I'm not a very good flyer. We just started the descent. And we landed, which everybody always thinks this is really funny because I'm a bad flyer, in the galley. Betsy was stripped naked because she'd like come round and she'd been sick and she'd wet herself, so she was naked. On a duvet, me and lady from the cabin crew on the floor in the galley as we came to land. And so everybody had to stay on the plane while we got off because we had to go straight to hospital. Which, if you've been to America, sometimes it seems like they don't really want people to come in, and we actually got in without showing a passport or anything because we had to get in an ambulance straight from off the tarmac. And I can remember they got the stretcher out and they said, you need to get on the stretcher because she's a baby and we haven't got the right strap through, you've got to get on the stretcher. So I'm on the stretcher with Betsy on top of me, who is naked, apart from a string of amber beads and the wheel that's past some people. And I just remember this kid who was about 7 or 8 saying to his mum, "Is that lady just had a baby?" But yeah, she's a big one and she's come out with a row of beads on. So we lost Andrew and Louis. We went to the hospital and eventually they found us. We didn't know what had happened. She'd stopped breathing, she'd nearly died. And I was awake for 72 hours solid. They had all sorts of tests, everything on her brain, as she had an epileptic fit, this, that, and the other, they could not find out. So that first night I was in the hospital, I mean, Andrew had gone and got the high cot, they come to the hospital to us, and the people at the hospital said, oh, you can go, you can leave it. I'm not leaving it. So I stayed all night, and obviously I was dog tired, but I could not go to sleep. I was like awake, and I've never felt more alone in my life. And Andrew had gone back to the apartment with Louis, and I couldn't ring them because obviously they were as knackered as I was, and I don't have any family. I was just on my own, but I wasn't on my own because I had my knitting, and I had Elizabeth Zimmerman with me, and her famous saying is, knit on with confidence and hope. I don't know how I'm getting funny now, through all crises. So I'd paid attention to what she'd said in preparing my knitting for the trip, and I was doing the shawl, the pie shawl, which is a good travelling knitting. So I got this shawl. I don't even think I could do the cast on at the time because you start at the centre. And I think I'd got somebody else to cast it on, but I got the shawl with me. And I just thought, in my head, I know that this time will pass. She hasn't died. We're in a hospital. She could be nowhere better. And I know at some point in the future, I will look back on this and know that that's the logical side. So I thought, right, I'm going to just concentrate on what was quite tricky for me, this knitting this shawl. And while I am knitting this, I am concentrating on this. Nothing else is going to happen. And one day I will have this tangible thing to look at and remember that time. But this time will pass. So that's what I'm thinking. So this is what ended up. But it's the most ugly thing I've ever made. It's pure silk yarn. And I don't actually like pure silk yarn. I'm not that fond of much of a fan of silk and yarn. I didn't know that at the time. And I bought a skein, and it looks so nice, all screwed up like that. And this isn't the right pattern for it now. I wouldn't use this in this pattern whatsoever. I just find it ugly, but I can't get rid of it because I know that sort of this bit there was when I was sitting in a hospital. Betsy had nearly died and we were having days and days of tests, and eventually I finished it. And Betsy was fine, and Louis had his 7th birthday in the hospital, the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital. We love Arnold Palmer. And thank God we got him in a Nintendo DS for his birthday, because he sat in her cot playing the DS all the time while we were having all the tests. And so there you go. You just have to remember that the times will pass.